The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
And nobody knows less about what's going on in the world than David Letterman.
Oh, yeah.
He freely and fully admitted it, and he was right every time he said it. He doesn't know anything about politics. He doesn't know what he's talking about, and yet he talks about it all the time, especially now, because he's a bitter old man.
You want to talk about a cluster on the size of Chris Christie being on WFAN every day. This happened on an interview, apparently promoting the new Funny or Die show entitled Boiling the Frog with Senator Al Franken.
Oh my gosh.
Which made its debut Monday and will air weekly episodes. The goal is to fight back against science-based world issues like climate change. Wow, we've got some material, Marissa, our producer.
Wow, that's going to be good.
That's going to be available.
That's going to be good.
The crappy Al Franken show with these stories trying to be a scientist is going to be quite entertaining.
And we have a clip from the show with Franken talking about the Koch brothers and their involvement on climate change with one David Letterman.
Wow.
It just seems to me that whoever is the leader in fighting climate change then becomes the leader of the world. So why aren't the Republicans motivated by that?
It's really the Koch brothers.
The Koch brothers.
No,
who aren't Republicans. Describe for us who they are and what they represent.
Okay. It's
unbelievable.
Siegfried and Roy Koch. these two brothers. Who have this huge fossil fuel empire, and they spend an enormous amount of money in politics, and my Republican colleagues are afraid of them.
Yes.
They fund, you know, Heritage Foundation and all these climate-denying, fake science outlets.
Insanity.
The biggest thing was the combination of Citizens United, which allows unlimited amount of dark money into the political system. So where in, 2000, John McCain was talking about this problem, now they can't. Now no Republican dares to say that climate change is real and then we have to
what
do something.
What a liar.
Such
the Koch brothers, what are they trying to achieve via this?
They just want to be able to be secure in their retirement.
Is that right?
Because they've only got $30 billions to retire on.
Tens of billions.
Dumbass.
With their money.
I think it's kind of power. I have my Republican colleagues on the Energy Committee, and
they know that if they say
climate change is real and we got to do something about it very urgently, the Koch brothers will spend tens of millions of dollars right away to get him a primary opponent. And in those red states, you're not going to get defeated by a Democrat. You're only going to be defeated by a Republican who's further to the right than you are.
Yeah, the Koch brothers don't even deny climate change. The freaking Koch brothers are probably more climate change friendly than Al Franken is. The Koch brothers are not even conservative.
They just believe in a free market approach.
Gosh.
Yeah, and that's is unbelievable.
Can't take it.
That is one of the craziest justifications. Let's track back here what he actually was trying to get to you here this is a fascinating. So the Koch, because there was Citizens United, okay? Citizens United allowed all the money to flow into politics.
Because of, something called freedom of speech.
Now, I would argue, it's actually not Citizens United. It's the Constitution of the United States of America.
Right.
That's what freedom... It was specifically designed to protect political speech. Ridiculous. But he is correct that before that, John McCain was out there speaking about climate change, and he wanted climate change. And now, because the Citizens United, this is his case, now they can't speak out of it because they're scared of the Koch brothers and all the money flowing in. Let me give you a quick little rundown here are the no votes against the McCain climate bill that happened before. So again, his point is Republicans used to be friendly to this, but they're not anymore because of Citizens United. Here are the no votes. Republican, 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 Democrat, Max Baucus. Republican, Republican, Democrat. What's your face, Boxer? Barbara Boxer voted against that. Brownback, Republican. Bunning, Burns, Burr. Chambliss, Republican. Coburn, Republican. Cochran, Republican. Coleman, Republican. Here are the... I'm going to go a little bit shorter here and give you the yes Republican votes on that bill. The yes. Okay? Scanning. Mm-hmm. Lincoln Chafee.
Okay.
Who became a Democrat.
Yep.
And ran as a Democrat in 2016 for president. Susan Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the most liberal Republican in the Senate. Greg from New Hampshire. That's three. Lugar from Indiana, four. McCain, five.
So McCain voted yes.
And Olympia Snow, who was probably even to the left of Collins at the time. That's six. You had six yes votes out of the entire Republican Senate. And he's trying to pitch that the Republicans used to favor this until Citizens United and now the Koch brothers. It is a blatant lie.
It's a lie.
By the way, bipartisan opposition to this, it got 60 no votes. 60.